The Talk of the Northwest, The Greg Hughes Show on Highland Radio.
Hello and a very good morning. It is Friday, the 31st of July, 3 minutes past nine, and you're very welcome along to the programme. And we are broadcasting live today from Sweeney's Hotel on the main street here in Dunloe. It's for the 59th Mary from Dunloe International Arts Festival. No Friday panel today. We just have lots of great crack, music and conversation. And to celebrate the 59th year of this festival here. Right, if you want to get in touch with the programme, by the way, say hello to anyone, 086 60 25000. That's the WhatsApp and the text number. They come in direct to us here at our OB centre. Or you can give us a call too on 07491 25000. Or if you prefer to email, it's comments@highlandradio.com. And if you want to watch the programme, of course you can, on our YouTube channel, Highland Radio Ireland, and across our Facebook pages as well. Gavin Boyle, how are you getting on, Gavin?
I am hanging in there just at the minute, yeah.
You're so dramatic.
I'm only being honest.
Are you?
Yeah, no, it's been a busy week. We've had a really, really great week. And things have been going really well, I have to say. The weather played ball some days it did, some days it didn't. But overall, it's been brilliant. But it didn't stop people coming out, and they have come out in their droves for the week so far, so it has been brilliant. Yeah.
And you never know, do you? You never truly know what the crowds are going to be like. Is this going to be the year things fall off? But it's not like that, of course, because you do put so much effort and emphasis on giving people, you know, the bang for the buck.
Well, yeah, and what we're trying to do is just find something for everybody, really, for every age, for every demographic, to make sure that one way or another they're being looked after and there's an option for them, for children, for families, for young and old. And we've tried to just build our programme around that there, and it has been very good this year so far.
Right, stay there. Ellie Ward is back with us, the Mary from Dunloe 2025. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
How are you feeling?
Good, yeah.
How was last night?
Yeah, it was great. We got to meet all the escorts, so it was fun seeing all the girls.
So that only happens last night?
Yeah.
So, okay, right, brilliant.
Yeah. So the first part of the week's about us, and then the second part's just meeting them and getting escorted about, so it's good.
I would say the chat afterwards is when the escort's on in earshot. That's where the fun starts, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Oh, who has the best-looking escort?
And? You can't say.
I'm not saying.
You have to be.
To be confirmed.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, it's not all about the instant appearance. It's about how he behaves over the weekend too, as well. How was your year? I mean, I know we talked there when the Marys were up during the week, but you've really, really enjoyed it, haven't you?
Yeah, I have had the most fabulous year. It's just a testimony to Gavin and all the coordinators and our fairy godmothers how well this festival's ran. So you don't realise how much goes into it until you're the Mary from Dunloe and you have to experience it for a whole year. They do start planning from the end of this week for the following year. So, yeah, I've had the best year ever. So
we don't want to embarrass Ellie, but she's done the festival proud, Gavin.
Unreal. Absolutely unreal. She came in as this quiet, timid little 19-year-old girl
like
last
myself.
Year. last year, and she has blossomed into this wonderful young lady and just taken on the role with such gusto. There's obviously something that the judges seen in her last year, and she has just blown us all away with what she has done. Anything that we asked her to do at any time, at any stage, she just ran with it and took it with both hands and did an amazing job. We are so proud of her, proud that she was the Dunloe Mary, proud that of what she's done, and we're going to find it very difficult, and we've had several conversations, her and I, about how sad we're going to be that she is handing over the crown to this year's Mary, but it's something that we'll always cherish, that we had, for me, even from a director's point of view, that we had a Dunloe Mary, and she represented the area so well.
Yeah, and I can say that as being part of the panel, it literally is just based on the person. The location is absolutely irrelevant. It was just a happy situation.
Yeah.
Ellie, you have maximised your year. In fairness to you, you have. You know, you haven't really took the foot off the pedal at all.
Yeah, so I think I find it a bit weird having my weekends to myself, to be honest. But no, like, I just knew this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I only have it for a year, so I may as well grab it by both hands and say yes to everything.
Right, okay, you're going to sing a couple of songs for us, right?
I am.
So we got to know you hearing a song you sang a year ago. Is that the one we're going to hear first?
Yeah, so I'm going to sing Let Me In by Dermot Kennedy first.
Now, why was that song important to you? And you went on to record it as well, so tell us a bit more about that.
Yeah, so in Northwest Donegal, and Donegal in general, and Ireland in general, a lot of people have battled with mental health issues. And a lot of beautiful souls have been lost to their battles with mental health. So I just thought that it would come across well and, like, know that I've cherished these people and putting this as my party piece for last year. So, yeah, I just didn't want anyone to think that I'd forgotten where I'd came from. So I wanted to advocate for mental health, and this is how I chose to do it.
Okay, and we're going to hear it now, Ellie Ward. Singing and accompanied by, as we mentioned a little earlier on, the excellent Sarah Loughlin Murray. Ladies, whenever you're ready.
In Oakens Bay, oh, I could have stayed and never went home. It might have been brief, but at least I was free from all of my ghosts. They live in my head like reflections on water that only come once. I still haven't learned deceptions in a cinematic version of love, but I can't get enough these days. Oh, the world doesn't sing to me quite how it used to. See, this life is a touch too much for me. Maybe that's meant for me. 'Cause I know there's a room where I'm happy, but I can't find my way to the door. Tell me who wins the war between my heart and my head. I forgot what I'm suffering for. I surrender to dark when it all falls apart. At least I won't have to pretend. I know there's a room where I'm happy. Oh, let me in, let me in. Let me in, let me in. Let me in, let me in. I'd give anything to change my fate. I know there's a room where I'm happy, but I can't find my way to the door. Tell me who wins the war between my heart and my head. I forgot what I'm suffering for. I surrender to dark when it all falls apart. At least I won't have to pretend. I know there's a room where I'm happy. Oh, let me in, let me in.
Well done. Absolutely wonderful, Ellie. Your first performance of that I heard was amazing, but it's come on even more. You've upped it. Stay with us there. Gavin, big night tonight, of course. Everyone's going to be done up to the nines. That's a sellout, I take it.
It is. Yeah, it always is. The Gala Ball on the Friday night is always a big sellout, and we're very fortunate to have the Waterfront Hotel are hosting us tonight again. But we have a busy weekend as well ahead of us. We still have a lot of events taking place. We have our busking competition tomorrow, the parade on
Sunday.
Talk to
me about the busking competition, because there's an awful lot of people that are taking part in that, and it's a lot of effort, and we really want them to have as much support as possible. So tell us more about the busking competition.
We're looking for people of any talents, both young and old, just to lighten up the street here in Dunloe from one end of the town to the other tomorrow afternoon, just to showcase themselves. and we have judges walking around. So they've a couple of hours to play throughout the town, and then we'll present them then on the festival stage at about 3 or 4 in the afternoon.
All right, what else is happening over the weekend?
Over the afternoon, then we have obviously the carnival parade on Sunday, which is always a massive big day, and we're praying that the weather will run well for that there for us too. And then our crowning cabaret is going to take place on Sunday night, and it's going to be streamed live through our festival Facebook page.
Oh, you're doing
year.
It yourself.
Yes.
Okay, my sorry. No, I gave TG Cahir unnecessary credit, but they've been great supporters over the years, in fairness. And last year you streamed it yourself as well, didn't you?
No, we went through TG Cahir last year as well, and the production team that dealt with it has been dealing with it, even through TG Cahir, are on board this year for us.
Fantastic.
It's just a different company that's coming in this year. So it's going to be, we'll have it available, the link available from Saturday.
And this is no shade whatsoever. It's probably more accessible this year, if the truth be told, through Facebook, if you know what I mean.
It is, yeah. It's going to be much more because we've...
Because it's there rather than sort of having to meander through.
To go looking for
exactly.
It.
No, as I say, that is in no way a criticism. It's just the way TV is distributed. But this will be of the same production quality, but very accessible just on the Facebook page.
It is. We have maybe about 38,000 followers on our Facebook page. So it's available to them, and once then it is finished, it'll go live there, or it will become available on our YouTube page as well for people to look back. And so we've that there, and of course Daniel's going to be hosting that there for us as well.
Of course, and he does an amazing job, doesn't he?
He has been unreal all week. He really, really has. And I think it worked possibly well in our favour as well, that they had their tea party on Tuesday, although the weather wasn't great for them. But it certainly brought a lot more people into town for that occasion, and they stayed about as well for the festival. So to Daniel and Magella and all their team, we're very, very thankful to them. Yeah,
we are, of course. Stay the way you are. Ellie, you're going to sing another one for us, aren't you? Well, no. We'll set it up. One second, sorry. We'll set it up now in a second. 1, 2, 3. You're number 4. Right, so you're going to sing what for us?
I'm going to sing She's in Texas by Ella Langley. This has been our anthem for the week.
That's what I was going to say to you, because I would imagine every year, and you can only speak to this year and last year, obviously, but every year there's one of those tracks that just becomes the anthem. Can you remember what it was last year? No?
I think it was Travelling Soldier, because of me and Niamh Ní Uaill. Everywhere we went, we sang it. So, but this year, Choosing Texas is following us. We're not following it.
Okay, it's bigger than all of us, isn't it? Okay, so this is Ellie Ward's version of the hugely popular Choosing Texas, again accompanied by Sarah Loughlin Murray.
Just when I thought I got him to fall in love with Tennessee, should have known better than to take him back to Abilene, putting him right back into her arms wasn't a match for that kind of spark. She's from Texas, I can tell by the way he's just stepping around the room, judging by the smile that's written on his face. There's nothing I can do. It doesn't take a crystal ball to see a cowboy always finds a way to leave. Drinking Jack all by myself, she's choosing Texas, I can tell. Guess he forgot about the smoky mountain rain, the Mohegan tunes, the Memphis blues we used to sing. He always loved Amarillo by morning. I should have taken that as a warning. She's from Texas, I can tell by the way he's just stepping around the room, judging by the smile that's written on his face. There's nothing I can do. It does. doesn't take a crystal ball to see a cowboy always finds a way to leave. Drinking Jack all by myself, he's choosing Texas, I can tell. When I'm eastbound and down and I can't help but cry, but I'm 40, it gets lonelier with every mile. I know that this pride wasn't never gonna change, 'cause his heart still belongs to the Lone Star State. She's from Texas, I can tell by the way he's just stepping round the room. Judging by the smile that's written on his face, there's nothing I can do. It doesn't take a crystal ball to see a cowboy always finds a way to leave. Drinking Jack all by myself, he's choosing Texas, I can tell. Oh, drinking Jack all by myself, he's choosing Texas, I can tell.
Well done, well done. Nice one, Ali. Come here, enjoy your last couple of days. Fair play to you for the last year. And Sunday night's the big one. Now, what do you have tonight to get through, and Saturday, but Sunday night you hand it over?
Yeah, no, I will be so happy giving it to any one of our beautiful girls. 15 of the most fabulous girls I've ever met. So, yeah, I thought I would feel a little bit apprehensive, but I've had the year of a lifetime, and every one of them so fabulous. So, yeah.
And you get your weekends back.
And I get my weekends back, yeah.
All right, well done to you. Thank you very much indeed for coming in, Ali. And thank you, Sarah Loughlin Murray, for excellent accompaniment there. Just let's recap, Gavin, before I let you get back to your busy day. There is a, as part of the festival celebrations, the town of Dunloe is going to be bursting with rhythm and sound and toe-tapping talent. It is the busking competition tomorrow between 1 p.m. and 3 p.m. and you can still register, and there's great prizes, right?
Yeah, the prizes start. First prize is €1,000, second prize 500, and then 3, 2, 1, we have 5 prizes, all that there. So it is going to be a brilliant day. And we also have the International Cultural Day today taking place as well, where we have over 20 nationalities from nationalities that are living in Donegal, and they're going to showcase their food, their music, their fashion on the main street in Dunloe as well. So we have a busy few days still to go, and we're looking forward to the whole thing.
All right, well done. Thanks, Gavin. Really appreciate your time. Breed Sweeney, Greg, can you give my daughter Bernadette Sweeney a big hello? And all the staff working at Sweeney's Hotel, tell her to make you a nice latte later. Maybe I'll make her a latte. Wouldn't that be nice? Turn the tables. And Angela and Tia watching too on Facebook. Ellie, that was fantastic. So I'm not sure if they're related to you or they just loved what you're doing. Okay. We are broadcasting live today, the program from Sweeney's Hotel here on Dunloe's Main Street. And we'll be back with more after we take a quick break. The time is 9:24. You're very welcome back to the Greg Hughes Show, broadcasting live today from beautiful Dunloe. We're right on the Main Street here, live from Sweeney's Hotel, in a beautiful area they have to the rear and side of the hotel. And we've got lots of live music, lots of conversation coming up between now and 11. You can WhatsApp or text the show 086 60 25,000, or give us a call on 07491 25,000. Right, let's chat to Cindy Anamick, who is founder of Coco Millis in Burton Port. Have I pronounced that correctly, the name of the company?
Coco Millis.
Oh, which is obviously, I should have known that, right? Right, tell us about your company.
So we started in 2022. So we make bean-to-bar chocolate. Basically means we bring the cacao bean through the entire process into delicious chocolate. And we have a passion for honest ingredients, real food. And so this is our range.
Throw me one over there. Just don't give me them all or I'll eat them all. Right, okay. Coco Millis, beautiful packaging. And this dark chocolate, all different types of chocolate. What is the reality of making this? Like, is it a massive operation?
Well, It's not really, but it's the time that takes to bring, you know, to do it. It takes, you have to roast the cacao, you have to crack them, and then you have to grind them for 7 to 2 hours and, you know, mix all the ingredients into the stone grinder. And then you need a resting period for all the flavors to infuse and then tempering and molding, packaging. So it's not so much the size of the establishment, it's just the time that takes.
But that's what makes it attractive, because it's artisan, isn't it? And there's so much care and attention goes into it. And chocolate is like coffee or, you know, ales or wine. You know, you have chocolate aficionados and, you know, it's a craft, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Have you always had a love of chocolate?
Always, since I was very little. And I have a background in nutrition, so I combine the two, trying to make food that we enjoy and to something that's healthier for us, and so we can enjoy it without guilt.
Yes, but you can't get high in your own supply either, can you? Picking would be my problem. I'd be constantly...
That's why
I could never work in a deli.
The thing with real chocolate is you can only have a little bit of it because it's so rich.
Yeah, so, I get you. Yeah. So what talks through some of the is it flavors you would describe or the tastes? What phraseology would you use?
I have a 75% dark chocolate, which is just a plain dark chocolate. And then I have the Crawley whiskey infused, which recently won a 3-star in the Great Taste Awards. It's a massive achievement. And that's a collaboration with, of course, Crawley Distillery. And then I have the espresso, which is also a collaboration with another Donegal producer, New Kid Coffee. And then just a dark milk chocolate.
And in terms of distribution, where can people get your product?
Well, you can get it online at cookandmillage.com or the Counter Deli in Letterkenny, McGee's, Donegal Town, Gift Ward, Donegal Town as well, Harbour Road in Bombay, Crawley Distillery, and Belfast Indie Food and... PAX, Whole Foods and Westport.
Brilliant stuff. And I suppose it's like it's one of those companies that you want to keep control of the size and the product, don't you? You don't necessarily want to be the next Cadbury's.
No, absolutely not. I think there is room for everybody to succeed, and you know, there's no need to get that big.
Okay, well, listen, huge success. Congratulations on the awards, by the way. It's nice to be recognised by your peers, isn't it?
Yeah, oh, it is, absolutely. It's a massive, massive achievement.
And come here, what's the story with these? Do I have to hand them back, or are they gifts? Are these for a shop?
You can totally
I'm only joking.
Them
no, I'm sure there's
I
a
know
huge...
you can keep them and try with it.
No, I couldn't, could I?
Yeah, sure.
Well, could I share them with everybody here?
Go ahead. Okay. And
I'm having the distillery one.
You can keep going.
The Crawley Distillery one. Listen, thank you so much for joining us. And the very best of luck with everything going forward. A big round of applause there, please, for Cindy Animick, founder of the Cocoa Millet in Burton Port. And you can check out their website too, as well as the physical places that's stocked on Cocoa Millet. That's cocomilis.com. Kevin Lachlan, how are you?
I'm not too bad, Greg. How's the farm?
How are you keeping?
I'm good.
All right, you're a singer-songwriter from Lettermark Award.
That's me, yeah.
Just checking out the right guest. Kamir, how long have you been playing for, from the year dot?
Not even, to be fair. Now, I probably started playing properly when I was about 13 or 14 years old. But I've always been involved in choirs and stuff growing up. My auntie Sarah, who was just playing the piano there, she's sitting over there now, she got me into it really at the start. And my mother and my family all play music, so it's kind of always been there, but I didn't really pick it up until about 13.
Mm. And when did the songwriting element of it come in?
Because I went to...
It's fine. No, it's a chat. Just sometimes people want to get to a certain position and then they feel confident in their performing, and then they go, right, now I want to try some of my own stuff. Was that kind of like your journey?
It kind of happened just by chance. I was in university in Derry, and I'd been doing some of my own stuff. Not some of my own stuff. I'd been doing like gigs on all of my own and with Mark O'Donnell for a long time. And then I met a lot of people in Derry who were really, really good musicians, and I just wanted to play more with them. But it was just easier to be a bit more creative when you're playing stuff you've written. And you can come up with yourself. So we had a wee band there for a while called Southpaw because we were all left-handed.
And it wasn't because you were always fighting, though.
No, it wasn't that. Okay. No, it was nearly at the end. But then it just kind of, we all went separate ways and I started doing stuff on my own then. I'm still friends with them all.
Of course you are. Right, you're going to sing two. Which one are you going to sing first? You're going to do a cover and one of your own songs. Should we do the cover first and then we can set up the original one? Okay, this is Kevin Loughlin, a singer-songwriter from Lettermack Award, and this is his take on Raglan Road.
On Raglan Road, on an autumn day, I saw her first and knew that her dark hair would weave a snare that I might one day. I saw the danger and I passed along the enchanted way, and I said, let grief be a fallen leaf at the dawning of the day. On Grafton Street in November, we tripped lightly along the ledge of a deep ravine where can be seen the long for passion's pledge. The queen of hearts still making tarts, and I not a making hay. Oh, I loved so much, and by such is happiness thrown away on a quiet street where old ghosts meet. I see her walking now away from me so hurriedly. Her reason must allow for I had loved not as I should a creature made of clay. When the angels her wings she'll lose at the dawning of the day.
Wow. Well done.
Thank you.
Kevin McLaughlin there. Kevin, that's fantastic. You can stay with us for a second, can't you?
I can do.
You missed it there. Good man. Thank you very much indeed. We're going to take a break and Kevin will join us thereafter. But we first go to our Cork Mary. Hello, Mary.
Hello.
From Cork. How are you?
That's bad. How are you?
Good to have you up.
Thank you.
Do you come up here often? Sounds like a chat-up line, but you know what I mean.
We haven't been up here for a while because I had three children.
Okay, that'll do that,
age,
all right.
They're of the age now where I can get away again.
Fantastic. So. And when did you come up?
We came up on Saturday.
Okay, so I'm suggesting and guessing that you clearly were out seeing Daniel and Magella.
We were.
What was that day like?
Absolutely brilliant. Yes. The rain put no damper on our spirits.
No, it didn't, did it? But listen, I saw some footage of Daniel down under the umbrella singing to the crowd down. Sure, he knows how to make you feel welcome.
Yeah, no, Daniel is brilliant.
Have you met him before?
Oh, thousands of times.
Yeah, I think everyone who loves Daniel has, hasn't they? Yeah. But you got your fresh 2026 pictures, of course.
We did. Yeah,
all right, brilliant stuff. And what have you been doing since? Have you been out and about or chilling or what?
Yeah, we've been to over towards Daniel's mother's Oi Island there yesterday. Yeah. Went over to the golf course in Critch Island.
That's right, beautiful.
Yeah, beautiful spot. Beautiful. Yeah.
So you're obviously a big Daniel O'Donnell fan.
We are.
Isn't it fantastic that he's the type, and we have the type of country, whereby you can actually go and sort of, you know, dig into his background a little bit, you know, his heritage, where he came from, where he got inspiration for certain things, and then go and shake his hand. You know what I mean? It's fantastic, isn't it, that level of accessibility?
Yeah. I know, he's very good.
And when are you going home?
We're going
good Donegal question.
Tomorrow.
That one.
Right,
okay. So what are you going to do tonight?
We're going to hang around on Lonogan tonight.
Brilliant stuff. Yeah. Well, Mary, enjoy. Who are you up with?
My sister Lily.
Lily and Mary. Yeah. Thank you so very much.
Thank you
lovely
very much.
To see you and enjoy your stay. And it's
thanks
lovely,
so much.
As I say, that you got to spend some time up here and with Daniel. Right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back with more guests, of course, including Kevin Loughlin, who is going to be singing an original song of his Arlo song. So stay tuned for that and so much more. Okay, you are very welcome back to our live outside broadcast position. We are in the Glass Restaurant, which is part of the beautiful Sweeney's Hotel here in Dunlow. And it's all part of the 59th Mary from Dunlow International Festival. Before we go back to Kevin, let's have a quick chat to a couple of guests here now. And we have in front of me, let me see here, Maggie. How are you, Maggie?
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. What about you?
Oh, grand.
And you're from Scotland?
From Scotland.
But not originally?
No, originally from Gortnasilla and Glenties and Runnafast.
Yes, and go ahead.
Moved back to Scotland, so we're back here every year for the festival.
Lovely. And this is your special week home then? But you come all back and forwards, I presume?
A few times a year, catching up with friends and family down Runnafast.
Okay. And what have you done so far this week?
We've been very busy. The first night we arrived, we had a family do. I'm part of the Rogers family from Runnafast.
Okay.
McCrory's. So every 2 years, we have a big family party, so we had that down in Ashland. Plenty of dancing, singing, and great fun. And Wednesday night we were down at Danny Minnie's. We did a wee folk session there, and last night I have a sore throat, but we were down singing in Bonners.
What were you singing, you yourself?
Well, both of us sing. This is Liz, is my friend here.
Hello.
Hi, Liz. Liz, you're from Dundee. Yeah.
I'm from Broughty Ferry, Dundee, and I have the great pleasure of coming along with Maggie to Ireland and to Donegal for maybe the last 5 or 6 years. And it's been lovely to be here and see all the things that are happening. We've probably spent most of the week in Dunlow, to be honest, all the festival events that are happening here.
And yous are connected because your son's married to Maggie's daughter, is that right?
Okay. And we share a lovely grandson who's now turned 13 called Andrew. And about 6 years ago, we were singing together just after COVID. And back in Scotland, we have a very well-known little song. You can't shove your granny off the bus.
I think we all know what's coming next, don't we? Whereas I twist your arms to sing this song. So your throat's going to have to survive one more rattle.
All right.
Are you going to count yourselves in? Shall we do it? Go on.
Sorry.
Do you want us to actually sing a song?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Could I get my words then?
Of course, go. You go get the words. You're all right, Kevin. Well, you know, gives you a bit of a break for 5 minutes. You okay?
Yeah, I'm all good over here.
A bit of inspiration coming in.
Okay.
Right, you have the words and everything. This is unrehearsed.
Well, it was from last night, but we never got. We're still not recovered, I don't think.
But that's okay because musicians, they always say that. So well, you're the musicians for today. So whenever he's ready, go on.
Right, okay.
We'll do a song from Scotland then.
Yeah.
Which is about one of the Scottish islands, the island of Tiree. Okay. When first I saw the island of Tiree, surrounded by the great Atlantic Sea, the sky was clear, the sun was shining down on the lovely sandy shoreline all around. The ferry leaves from Holborn every day and passes Tobermory on the way. Then just beyond the lovely Isle of Col is Tiree, the most beautiful of all. There are so many wild and pretty flowers. To try to name them all would take for hours. And then the birds, 100 kinds and more, nesting on the white sands by the shore. The ferry leaves from Holborn every day and passes Tobermory on the way. Then just beautiful of all is Tiree, leaves from Holborn every day and passes Tobermory on the way. And just beyond the lovely Isle of Col is Tiree, the most beautiful.
Well done, ladies. That was absolutely lovely. I'm sorry for thrusting that on you, but listen, I knew you'd come up under pressure, and you did. That was lovely.
No bother.
And Andrew's at home going, no, not again. They're at it again.
Yes, that's true.
Thank you.
And you can listen and watch back to that a little later on YouTube. So
yeah. On YouTube.
Right? Yeah, of course.
That's excellent.
On Facebook. Yeah.
Okay,
thank you so much. Well done.
Totally unexpected.
All right, of course. But isn't that the best crack? Okay, we are going to be hearing from Kevin McLaughlin again after a really short break. Right, today will be another bright day with sunny spells and scattered showers, some possibly turning heavy, no thunder. Showers will ease and become more isolated through the evening, highs of 15 to 17 degrees, winds light. So it's not going to be a bad day at all. Right, let's get back to Kevin Lachlan. Kevin, where are you performing over the next wee while? I presume you have a couple of gigs going on this weekend.
I do. I am actually playing later on today on the stage out in the street there at 6:30. I'll be out there, and then on the 19th of September, I'm supporting Grove McCarthy in the Millennium Forum.
Wow, so that's a cracking gig, isn't it?
Yeah, it's amazing. Grove's actually my uncle. We only got in touch over the last while, but it's been great to get the chance. He's given me the chance to do a lot of support slots with him over the last few months, so it's been fantastic.
But it's on merit too, obviously. You know, it's a big deal opening up or having the ability. You've a real musical family between Sarah and your uncle and...
Yeah, well, my whole family on my mother's side would have all played music, like, and that's kind of really what got me into it. And only in the last maybe year or so, not even, have I really got to know my other side of my family, but it's been lovely to know that they all play as well. Obviously, Grode's kind of a superstar now, but he had to grind away in the background too for a long time to get to where he is. So it's been lovely to get to know him.
Yeah, for sure. Now, Arlo's song. Talk to me about this track.
So Arlo's song is about, I'm talking about her all the time today, my Auntie Sarah's wee boy, Arlo. And when he was born, he was quite ill. And it was touch and go with him for a wee while. But I wrote this about it. He was about a year old, I'd say, when I wrote this. And he was going through another tough wee spell. But it's just about, he's such a fantastic wee boy, and he's such a wee ray of sunshine in everyone's life. So just wrote this about him.
What a lovely, lovely thing. Take it away, Kevin Loughlin.
Look out the window and see how the wind blows. All of the clouds as they fade away. Come lay your head down and we'll watch the world go round. Time it stands still, it paints the view. Kid, don't you cry, I won't say goodbye. When I'm with you, oh, it feels like it should. You're my light in a lighthouse, path in the snow, hard like a wildfire, but there's a ways to go. Until then, grow, baby, grow. I'm by your side now, I won't let you down. Go where your dreams will follow you. Kid, don't you cry, I won't say goodbye. When I'm with you, it feels like it should. You're my light in a lighthouse, path in the snow, hard like a wildfire, but there's a ways to go. Until then, your feet on the ground, 'cause people try to bring you down. Keep your head held high and grow, yeah, grow, grow, baby, grow.
Thank you.
Well done.
That's absolutely fantastic. Really appreciate that, Kevin. Kevin's live on the stage here in Dunloe at 6:30.
Yes, that's right.
Okay, and in the Millennium Forum in September on the...
19th of September.
Yeah, and your uncle's supporting you that night, right? Okay. Look after yourself. That's you can always tell, can't you, when something comes truly from the heart, and that was evident there. Well done to you. What a lovely tribute to the young Arlo. Owen Gallagher, he's a little bit like me. Once you sort of land here, you can't get rid of you. You've been an escort for the last 3 years, and now you're the escort's coordinator. Good to have you, by the way, and great to see you again.
How's things? Great. Thanks very much.
Good stuff. Right, so Midlands, Dubai and London, you've been the escort for those three Marys so far, right?
Yeah.
And what's the role as a coordinator?
I suppose just trying to get lads gathered up. surprisingly hard now to get 14 lads for the weekend. But once you do get them, lads are absolutely delighted with the weekend. And I suppose a lot of lads are maybe shy away from it or a bit fearful of doing it. But no, it's anyone that's ever done it is probably one of the best weekends they've had. And
because we often talk about the sort of growth and the friendships of the Marys, but of course it's the same for the fellas too. It's not about them, but they also get the experience, right?
Yeah, it's not bad. Guys going kayaking now at 10:30 today. Obviously, Gallaball on tonight, and that's probably one of the best nights of the weekend, in my eyes anyway.
And what I didn't realise, and Eleoni informed me, is that last night was the first meeting, really. So the kayaking is going to be a getting to know you.
Yeah, a bit of bonding first thing on a Friday morning. So, no, in fairness, really good bunch this year now. So should be a good weekend.
Good stuff. The ball tonight. What's happening on Saturday? Carrickfinn surfing.
Carrickfinn Water Sports have sponsored the guys to take them kayaking actually this morning. And then tomorrow I think it's breakfast with the Marys, and then obviously rehearsals for the crowning on Sunday, so it'll be fairly full on for them.
And that's nerve-wracking enough too, you know. I mean, you could argue they don't have a ton to do, but there is coordination, there's more to it than meets the eye.
Yeah, there is a bit of putting themselves out there, and you know, especially if there's a couple of guys maybe are here on their own from maybe different parts of the country. And they're on their own. They have no friend with them. They don't know anyone there. You know, it's a fairly brave thing to put yourself out there. So no different to the girls.
You're the escort coordinator, but you aren't an escort.
No, not an escort this year.
So what are you going to do with your right arm this year then?
I don't know. I suppose I'll have to find that out tonight.
All right. Great to see you as always, Owen. Look after yourself and look after the lads. Okay. That's Owen Gallagher. He's Midlands, Dubai. She won, didn't she?
Dubai won, yeah.
Midlands and London were the two others. Okay. Great stuff. We'll be back with so much more live here from Sweeney's Hotel in Dunloe after we take a break for the news. And you're very welcome back to the programme. We are broadcasting live here from the beautiful Sweeney's Hotel on the Main Street in Dunloe. It is for the 59th Mary from Dunloe International Arts Festival. We had a full hour of amazing entertainment and great guests, and much more to come between now and 11 a.m. I'm joined on the programme here by Polish Ambassador Artur Michalski. Thank you so much for joining us. Great to see you again.
My pleasure to be here.
And it's a very special conversation we're having now, because there's a very special connection now between Poland and County Donegal.
That's right, because right now, as you perfectly know, Ireland holds its presidency in the European Union. And there was a brilliant idea on behalf of Irish Foreign Ministry to pair each member state with a particular county of Ireland. And I look at the map, you know, look at Donegal County, and I think this is a wonderful choice. So, Yes, we are here. We are paired.
And we'll speak to one in a moment. But over the years, you know, there have been tens of thousands of Polish people that have come and lived and worked in Ireland and Donegal, and also stayed here and made this their home and raised their children. And
that's right. I think, you know, Ireland is very hospitable, open country, and lots of Poles, when we joined the European Union, were looking for a better life and found a second home here. So I think our Polish community is very well integrated, and I would even say indispensable part of contemporary Irish society.
And a person that is very integrated now is Patricia O'Donnell. Hi, Patricia.
Hi, how are you?
Good to have you with us. You are originally from Poland, but you're 20 years now here in Ireland. Talk to me about your journey. I don't need all of the info, but just the headlines.
Yes, I'm here now 20 years. First, I came obviously to Dublin like everybody, and I have been living, you know, in Galway, Ballinrobe, County Mayo, and then obviously I met my husband, and that's how I end up, you know, in Dunloe.
Your husband's a Dunloe man.
Yes,
yeah?
He is Dunloe man, and I originally came only for 4 years, but now I'm going to stay obviously here for life, and I absolutely loving being in Ireland. I just in love with Irish people, Irish culture, and I couldn't find any better community to live because here in Dunloe I just feel like at home, and everybody are so kind, and I'm just delighted to be here.
And today's a special day because Irish culture, Polish culture, and many cultures are being celebrated as part of International Culture Day. It's running from 12:30 to 4:40 or 4:30?
Half past four.
Yeah. So what's that about?
Well, this is our fourth edition of International Culture Day, and we're going to be celebrating different nations, different countries through music, dance, and obviously delicious food. So from 12:30, we're going to have a lovely, very vibrant program. We're going to have salsa dance, samba dance, flamenco dance, and traditional, obviously, Polish dance, Irish dance. We're going to have a fashion show where we could witness the lovely national traditional clothing. And a very important part of this day is the fundraiser. This year we're going to support Dunloe Hospital Patient Comfort Fund. So we have a raffle with over 20 prizes. So definitely came to the main street, support our raffle, support our local community, and using that opportunity, witness the beautiful colors of different nations. And also, if you are hungry at lunchtime, come in, because it will be plenty lovely food, local businesses like Solomon Ukrainian Restaurant, Namaste, Kafe from Enet, you know, and other private people join to share, you know, different tastes of the world.
Lovely stuff. Arthur, you're staying here for a number of days. Did you arrive today, or are you in the middle of your visit?
I just arrived last night.
Fantastic. Okay, so what are you going to be doing?
So, you know, wonderful weather, this sunset over Atlantic. So perfect time. And we are going to stay for the 2 days.
Lovely.
And enjoy hospitality and, be part of this festival Patricia just was talking about.
Yes, indeed. And included in your itinerary, you're going to be taking a tour of Crawley, Donegal Airport, Leo's Tavern,
right,
the Dunloe Hospital. And also, you're going to be attending tonight's gala and Sunday's crowning ball.
That's right.
Two fantastic
events.
You have
been invited, yes. And you were told it's black tie, so you are prepared.
Yes, okay. Did you pack a black tie?
Of course.
You did? Okay. Fantastic. And there's a whole host of events over the course of the coming months, actually, to celebrate this connection between Donegal and Poland. And Patricia, where is all of this food and dance and noise and style?
Everything is at Main Street from 12:30 to 4:30. So we are blessed today with the lovely weather, so we don't need to move anywhere. We just find us in front of Sweeney Hotel, in front of Main Stage on the Main Street. Mm. Using this opportunity, when you're talking about our ambassador tour, I would like to also invite our local community on Sunday after Mass. Mr. Artur Michalski will be laying out official flower wreath at our Donegal Tunnel Tiger Monument. So I would like to invite everybody for this particular event, and that happened straight after the Mass.
And you have been here for 20 years. This is your home. But it must be nice, too, to get opportunities to sort of celebrate your culture and to have the ambassador here. It must feel very special.
Yes, that's definitely very special. I always love to share my Polish culture. And, like, even in the program, we have Polish dance. And I always laughing that my Polish dance group is 80% Irish children. But it's amazing. Every year we're meeting as our little project. And we're meeting, we practice dance, and then on the day of International Day, the girls dancing beautifully. And I'm really proud of them, little girls.
Brilliant stuff. Well, well done to you, Patricia O'Donnell, and Polish Ambassador Artur Michalski. It's lovely to have you up here, and it's great that you're able to stay for a while and enjoy tonight and Sunday and all the events during the day as well.
Especially, yeah. So thank you so much for having us here.
Lovely stuff. Thank you so very much indeed. Right, the hopeful kind. They're an Irish indie band, Ruth Teeling from County Meath, and our own Cara Ward. Good morning to you.
Hello. Thanks for having us, Greg.
Thank you so much for joining us. Right, so Ruth, you have been together now for coming on 6 years in September.
Yeah. Yeah, we've been together quite a while as a band, and we've released a number of singles in the past couple of years, and we've just been really enjoying writing songs together and putting them out and seeing kind of where it can take us. We've played some great gigs as well.
It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, I was going to say, Cara, obviously you're from Donegal, Ruth, you're from Meath. Where do you perform, or where's the bent, the base, the centre?
Well, between Meath and Donegal, we find ourselves playing a lot. It's so nice to be able to be part of the festival as well. It's always the best part of the year, really, around here in Donegal, that I think everyone looks forward to. And so to be able to come each year and be asked to play, which we've been able to do for the last couple of years, together as the band, as the whole kind, has been a wonderful thing. Yeah, which has been great, really.
And Ruth, is there anything like this down in County Meath, or is this just something completely different culturally at the Mary from Dunlow Festival?
Yeah, I think that this is just unique to here. Where I'm from in Bettystown, there's no festival any time of the year, really. So, to, like Cara said, to come up here and get to be a part of this every year is a really special thing.
Yeah.
And it sounds like both of you have been incredibly similar in, you know, your loves and what you want to do. And you've got together and then realised, you know, actually between the two of us, we can maximise what we want to be between performing and songwriting and all that type of stuff.
Yeah, it really came together so organically and naturally. Like, we had met in college in Dublin. We both went to study music and songwriting in BIM, and we're in the same class and that. And we just really gelled from kind of the moment we said hello, really. And so then it kind of just made sense. That first song that we put out was called Wherever You Go. It was a song Ruth had written about, what, 90% something like that. And she was like, I can't get this one line. What is it? And we had been dabbling for the last couple of years, trying to figure out maybe writing together, maybe what that looks like. And that was the song that kind of really put it all together. And so since then, it's kind of been going.
So since then, you just finish off her songs?
Yeah, pretty much. It, yeah. You know, yourself.
She
90%
better,
songwriting, and then I'll just take all the writing credits. You know?
Right, okay. So you're going to perform for us. After we finished hearing from you, we'll remind listeners where they can catch you, because you've some gigs coming up, of course. So who wants to set up this song, Close to You?
Yes, Close to You was a song that we had actually written during COVID. It was a time where everybody was online, and for us, it was the best way to meet and see our friends. And we used to do these songwriting techniques called Pomodoro moments, where you'd come away for 10 minutes, write a song, come back to the Zoom call, and be like, this is what I've come up with. And so within this moment, Close to You is kind of born out of that. And I guess it just really shows maybe the time that it was written in, where you're just like, I'd really like to be close to you in person instead of just looking through your screen at you. Like, you know, and then taking that into consideration, the idea of just that idea of wanting to be close to someone and what that feels like to have that connection again. So
yeah, and like all good songs, it might be based in a moment, but it stands the test of time. Thankfully,
absolutely,
we're well clear of that. Okay, this is Ruth Teeling and Cara Ward, the hopeful kind, Irish indie band, and this is their track, Close to You.
Thank you. 1, 2, 3, 4. Ba-da-dee-da-da, da-da-dee-da-da, da-da-dee-da-da.
da 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 da. Tripping through opiates, Cupid's associates. Well, closing in slowly, it's comfort for the lonely. How your hands through my hair, spashing hit in my ear, rose scented kisses leave a poisonous trace on us. I can't help it, I just wanna be close to, just wanna be close to, just wanna be close to you. I can't help it, I don't know what to do. I just wanna be close to, just wanna be close to you. Ba-da-dee-da-da, 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 dee-da-da. Well, I'm sick of getting high, tired of running for my life, for my life, yeah. Well, I know what it feels like, feel I gotta stay inside. I can't, I gotta feel alive, I gotta feel alive. Well, your hands through my hair, spells chanted in my ear. Any kisses are the antidote for the masses. How I can't help it, I just wanna be close to, just wanna be close to, just wanna be close to you. I can't help it, I don't know what to do. I just wanna be close to, just wanna be close to you. Da da dee da da, da da dee da da, da da dee da da, dee da da. Just wanna be close to, just wanna be close to you. I can't help it, I don't know what to do. I just wanna be close to, just wanna be close to you. Ba-da-dee-da-da, ba-da-dee-da-da, yeah, ba-da-dee-da-da.
That's the hopeful kind, and that is close to you. We're going to have more music from the hopeful kind, and we're going to be chatting to two people who have dropped in to say hello. But first, we'll go back to studio, take a quick break. We'll be right back. And we've got a ton of local talent here with us as we broadcast live from the Glass Restaurant, which is part of Sweeney's Hotel, right here in the heart of Dunloe on the main street. Kathleen Flynn, hello.
Hello there.
How are you?
Yeah, doing well, thank you.
From a beautiful Glasgow?
Yes, it is. Yep.
And you're over, why? Just for the festival? Have you got family here? Have you got connections?
I don't have any connections. It's just coming over for the mainly for the festival. Seeing all the wonderful singers and the welcome you get when you come to Donegal or come to Dunloe.
It's like a home away from home, but it's a holiday.
It is, yeah, definitely.
Best of both worlds, isn't it?
Yes.
What's your highlight been so far?
The entertainment for me, I just think the welcome you receive, the entertainment, all the singers, that it just...
You just love the arts, yeah, okay.
I really do.
And Ruth Kelly, hello. Ruth, where are you from?
Good morning.
Where are you from?
Kelso.
Which is where?
In the Scottish Borders.
Okay, and are you with Kathleen?
I am, with her. Yes.
And have you had a good time?
Very good.
You're very fresh
really
on
it.
These are both very fresh on it, so you're not overdoing it anyway. And are you Stanley O'Donnell fans? Were you out at his house for the tea, or did you arrive after that?
We started off to go to Daniel's.
Don't tell me the rain. You're from
the
Scotland.
Rain turned us off.
You're from
so
Scotland.
We ended up in the Viking instead for a cup of coffee.
Do you know what? Isn't that not so bad? And what are you hoping to do now for the rest of the weekend?
Well, we've got...
Just see what's... I think you're just seeing what's coming your way, isn't it?
Nathan Carter tomorrow night in the Bridge Inn Market.
That's very good. Did you see his new hairstyle? He's changed his hair.
Yeah, I had
yes.
it.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a fringe now, a bit like myself.
And then Nathan and the Marys on Sunday.
And you go into that?
Oh, yes.
Excellent. Daniel's brilliant at that. You're going to have a fantastic time.
Yes.
It's been lovely speaking to you. Enjoy your stay. Well,
thank you.
And hopefully we'll see you back. Right, we still have with us... Ruth and Cara of the Hopeful Kind. And where are you performing, Ruth?
Well, we actually we were gigging all week around the festival. We played in McCafferty's a number of times, and we were on the main stage on Tuesday.
So you've the hard work behind you now then, so?
Yes, we're just going to enjoy the rest of the weekend now.
the best part now, we can fully enjoy the kind of closing weekend.
Excellent. Isn't it nice to be able to do that? And Ruth, is Cara a good host? That's the big question.
Oh, absolutely. Her family are always the most generous and gracious hosts.
Excellent.
And they didn't pay me to say that either.
I'm not kicking her hair under the...
No, the camera can't pick that up. Right, what are you going to finish this segment with for us?
Well, our last song now for you is called Anna, and it was actually written by Ruth here, so it was nice to kind of have the two of us present a song that we both kind of took to the table today. And yeah, this Anna is, what, Ruth, your song, would you like to introduce it maybe?
I'm putting me on the spot now. And basically, it's just about the idea that everybody kind of has something that holds them back, and we wrote a song about it, and we personified it and made it kind of like, it sounds like it's a person in the song, but it's really just about, it could be anything like mental health or any of that sort of thing.
It's Anna is whatever is relevant to you,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, yes, yeah.
And just to let you know that you can search out The Hopeful Kind in all the usual places, of course, online, Spotify, YouTube, Apple Music, anywhere where you get music, effectively, you can hear The Hopeful Kind, and check out their socials too for upcoming gigs. But here is Ruth and Cara, The Hopeful Kind, and this is Anna.
Why are you gonna listen to her? She's only gonna bring you down. And I've spent too long building you up. You're spending all your free time with her. I see you growing weaker now. She's pulling on the reins and I'm out of luck. The warden says it's feeding time. And we dig in, you stand aside. Anna, when you gonna let me go? I'm tired now, but I can't say no. Anna, when you gonna hear me out? I talk and talk, but you're so loud. Anna, can't you see the tragic end? Or will you find someone and start again? Anna, when you gonna let me go? Whoa. Anna, when you gonna let me go? Anna, I'm seeing someone else in your eyes. Your body's just an empty shell. There's poison in your mind and lies in your mouth. Well, How can you be so full of pride when she led you down the garden path? I've done everything I can, there's no bailing you out. Well, she called you run back every time. I still hear your battle cry. Anna, when you gonna let me go? I'm tired now, but I can't say no. Talk and talk, but you're so loud. Anna, can't you see the tragic end? But will you find someone to start again? Anna, when you gonna let me go? Oh, 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 oh. Says it's feeding time. We dig in, you stand aside. And now, when you're gonna let me go? I'm tired now, but I can't say no. And now, when you're gonna hear me out? I talk and talk, but you're so loud. Anna, can't you see the tragic end? Will you find someone to start again? Anna, when you're gonna let me go? Oh, Anna, when you're gonna let me go? Anna,
well done. Well done, Ruth and Cara, the hopeful kind. Enjoy your weekend and thank you so much. We have more guests on the way after these. Welcome back to the programme. We are in the beautiful Sweeney's Hotel on the main street on in Dunloe. And the person responsible for that is in front of me here, Pat Boyle. Listen, what a beautiful venue you have here.
That's very kind of you, Greg. It's... It was a long time coming, and it's still a work in progress. But
there can't be much left to do because it is resplendent here.
Thankfully, not too much, but it's we're getting there.
And it's like I think I mentioned this to you before. It's like the TARDIS. You see this sort of front footprint, and then it's everything's behind.
That's right. Yeah, it's very deceiving from the outside. It's the building, I think up until about 1967, was relatively small, which was, over, you know, it opened in 1850. They put a big extension on then, and then Kevin and I bought it in 2018. It was a long process, to say the least. You know, it took a long time to get it open. But we opened in 2024. We had our second anniversary there last week. And, it's nice to see, you know, that completion and... Very popular in the town, as is our other hotel, the Waterfront.
Yeah, indeed. And you love this time of year too, don't you, when the Mary from Dunloe International Arts Festival's on?
Absolutely. You know, what's not to like? We now are, we're not in direct competition with the Rose of Tralee, but, you know,
But they've got some catching up to do, let's just put it like that, right?
Well, yeah, that's very kind of you to say so. But, you know, I mean, obviously we have our... We have our fabulous committee, Gavin and Pat, and all a huge team there in the background that put this together. Then we have our commander-in-chief, Mr. Daniel O'Donnell, who, you know, they don't have. I think we are now looking at unofficial figures that have been passed to me that we're hitting 60,000 of footfall, hopefully by the end of the week, which is significantly up on last year. And it's wonderful to see.
Yeah, and it's very good to stay fresh, stay relevant, and stay evolving. You know, you can't stand still, even you know, with a festival with the reputation and standing that it has. You have to stay on top of it. And of course, next year is a biggie, 60.
Next year is absolutely the biggest one. You know, that's going to be.
going to be huge. This year is going to be great. I mean, we're very fortunate that we have the number of businesses and the expertise, you know, no less McCafferty's. You know, they've got that magnificent, you know, marquee there. We have the Bridge Inn. Again, you know, it's very well put together. The music that's on offer and all of the other businesses in the town, the Cope. We have a fabulous coffee shop next door here, and there's a wonderful offering. You know, yep. I'll put it like that.
It is spread. It's spread nicely around the place as well.
Yep.
Moya Brennan, who we very sadly lost, Daniel O'Donnell and Margot and Golden Discs. What's the connection?
So, probably the year before we opened, I'd approached Margot, and with tongue in cheek, I sort of identified that most people have parted from this planet before they're bestowed such an honour, and she gave me the appropriate response. But she was very gracious, and she actually put together, you know, contacting Daniel and Moya, and we have the Paddy Bonner suite, and we have the Gay Byrne suite as well. I was abroad at the time, and I received a text which left me in shock from Moya just 3 days before she passed away, letting me know that she was not well, and that she'd identified a couple of pieces that she wanted to go into the Moya Brennan suite.
Isn't that amazing? It's fantastic, but to have that presence of mind to make that call at that time, makes it quadruply special, if that makes sense.
It's hard to articulate, to be frank, you know, just the emotions that one goes through when experiencing something, you know, so significant. Moya's family, Tim, Paul and Aisling, that they were here last Saturday and presented us with a beautiful gold disc and a portrait, which apparently was Moya's favourite, which she picked both those items herself to. I think the word she used was she was very happy to know there'll be a little piece of her in the Moya Brennan suite in Sweeney's Hotel.
But a testament to you and the team here. Listen, that's lovely, Pat. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Greg,
for hosting us, by the way, I must say.
You're more
appreciate
than
it. Okay, Pat, thank you very much indeed. Clap, yes, of course, he'll take a clap. Aidan O'Donnell, how are you?
Hello, how are you?
Good to have you with us. You're a local lad. You didn't have to travel too far.
I know, it's handy.
Isn't it good? Well, we came to you. Isn't that good? Right, so you're kind of fresh to the music scene, aren't you? I mean, obviously you've been playing for a while, but really it's only this year that you started gigging.
Yeah, so I always, like, have loved music, but I've never really had the, like, confidence. It's only this year I've started, like, performing at open mic nights and down in Leo's Tavern, things like that. So
how important was sort of being able to go into an environment like Leo's Tavern and see other people that probably felt the same as you or at the same level of the career mixed with experience? Has that really brought you on in yourself?
Yeah, it's so good because you're meeting new people and they're giving you advice and things like that. So, yeah, it's good meeting new people.
And this is not your first time in Highland Radio, but there was a few more people with you the last time, right?
Yeah, so what, my school choir I was on in November, I think. Yeah.
But you've sprouted your own wings now, going solo.
Yeah.
And you've started a bit of writing as well, too. That's a work in progress,
in
right?
In the process, so
lovely.
Hopefully next time I'll have my own music. So.
Yeah, okay. Well, listen, you'll always be welcome on this show. What song are you singing for us first?
This song, it was the first song I ever, like, sang in front of an audience, so it's Lonely Island by Amble.
Take it away whenever you are ready.
I roam alone on the island. I can hear your voice my mind. I can feel the cold, cold of your hands. I'm lost, you are one of a kind. And the water's not as blue as it first was. No longer the island of song. mountains are taller than ever before. I know it's not an island for one. You lay alone on your island. For I was too busy on me own. What I'd give just to row a boat to you. It's too late, the boat is gone. And the water's not as blue as it first was. It's no longer the island of sun. Mountains are taller than ever before. I know it's not an island for one. Water's not as blue as it first was. It's no longer the island of song. Mountains are taller than ever before. I know it's not an island for one.
Aidan, that's fantastic. Really is. Great singing, complex guitar there as well. Thank you for that. We'll be back with more after these. Okay, the weather forecast, Barra. Oops, I don't have it open. It's going to be all right, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, I'm going to
I'm not full, actually I'm looking for an official weather forecast.
I'm going to take full credit for it, yeah. It's not looking too bad at all. Where, you know, you get me to come along, I bring the sunshine with
me. Yeah, you do, that. You do, of course you do. Barra Best, of course, weatherman on the BBC. And also we've got Mary Kennedy, broadcaster and author. And both are on the judging panel for the Mary from Dunloe International Arts Festival. Mary, lovely to see you.
It's lovely to be here. This is my first time, so it's absolutely a joy. And just from the point of view of the weather, the sun is shining outside.
Yes.
You can't do any better than that in Dunloe, can you?
Barra's
here, I know.
Of course it is, yeah. Between me and him, yeah. It's one of those things. It's a great thing to be a part of. But, Barra, you know yourself, you know, we've got 15, 16 amazing young women, Mary. But it's fun, and they're having a fantastic experience.
Absolutely. I met them. I don't know if you met them earlier in the week, Barra, but I met them for the first time last night. And, my goodness, they really are fun young women. They don't have any notions, but they have a sense of confidence and a sense of self-esteem, which is important. And it's nice that those are the kind of qualities that they bring to this. And that then there are other younger girls and young ladies who are watching them and would feel, well, you know, if they can do it, so can I. So
yeah.
That's it.
And Barra, they all have a reason. They use their platform, you know, for whatever it might be. We know from Ellie's perspective, last year's Mary, you know, to promote positive mental health. So, you know, there's a purpose behind it all for each and every one of them.
Yeah, and I think it really shines through in all their personalities. I mean, I was here last year, and it certainly did. And what it did for me, especially, it made it incredibly, incredibly difficult to pick a winner. They were all outstanding. They all had a real passion to be the Mary from Dunloe. And that's what makes it so difficult, but also makes it so much fun. Because even when Ellie was crowned last year, every other Mary was delighted that she won. There was no kind of, oh, I'm raging, you know. They were all one big team.
Yeah, and Mary, we're all heading out now to the beautiful setting of Donegal Airport to begin the process.
Yeah, absolutely. And meanwhile, while we're out there with the Marys, there's so much going on here, isn't there?
I know.
I mean, like, even before lunchtime, there's a colour run. There's, what else is there? There's a yoga wellness retreat in the waterfront, and there's, which I think is actually quite poignant. I was listening to you talking to Pat about Moya Brennan, and there's a busking competition at lunchtime today, and I think, you know, in the week that we've lost Glenn Hansard, I think it's lovely to have a busking competition at such an important event as the Mary from Dunloe Festival.
Okay, well, listen, both of you, thank you very much. I think we all getting out with Corona? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Lovely stuff. Mary Kennedy, broadcaster and author, Barra Best, weatherman on the BBC as well, and very active online. Lots and lots of you follow him on the socials as well. Both of you, thank you very, very much indeed. I want to have a quick chat with Little Miss Mary, if that's okay, before we play out with some music. Come on over now. Don't be shy. We're not going to be too shy. Mary Kennedy, you've got some seat to fill there now. Right. Okay. Cassie, hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Very good. Congratulations. You're aged 8 and you are the Little Miss Mary.
Yeah.
How does it feel?
Good.
Were you picked last night?
Excuse me?
When did you collect your sash?
When I got it.
Okay, which was yesterday or today?
Wednesday,
sorry, that's my fault. And how's it been so far being a celebrity? Are you enjoying it?
Yeah.
Okay, and are you looking forward to your year ahead?
Yeah.
Very good. And what school are you from?
School Mara.
Okay, so it's going to be some fun when you go back in a couple of weeks and you're the new Little Miss Mary.
Yeah.
Okay, and you've got a twin sister.
Yeah.
Are you identical?
No.
Very different.
Yeah.
And who's more fun, you or your sister?
Me.
Yeah, I think so. No, you're not. You're both fantastic. And you also have family who is taking part. You're a cousin of the Wild Atlantic Mary, is that right?
Yeah, Gracie.
And are you hoping Gracie wins?
Yeah.
Oh, that's lovely. And also, your granny, too, was a former Mary back in 1968. Even I wasn't born then, believe it or not. Okay, well, listen, congratulations. Well done to you.
Thank you. Do you
want to say hello to anyone?
My mum, my dad, my dog, my Nana and Gracie.
Okay, well, well done. You're fantastic. Enjoy. We'll be speaking, believe it or not, before the year's out, because you'll be on Highland at one time or other. I can tell you that for a fact. Thank you so much for your time. I really do appreciate it. Right, so give her a wee round of applause. And we're going to play out with Susan Doherty. Hi, Susan.
Hello. Thanks.
I'm doing fantastic. Again, you didn't have to travel too far. We came to you.
Yeah, exactly.
So you're connected to Sarah Loughlin, who was on with us earlier on.
Yeah, I am.
What is the connection there?
So she's been my music teacher for this last 10 years, and she's also my teacher at school as well.
Fantastic stuff. And what are you going to sing for us?
I'm going to sing Fallen by Harry Styles in Irish.
Oh, excellent stuff. All right, and this is actually going to play us out. I just want to say a big thank you to Mark, who helped on production. And I also want to say thanks to Caroline Orr, research produced, and, of course, to Katie Gillen, who helped us, and to Pat and all the crew here who have hosted us so well. Clonmany is next. Anne-Marie McDevitt is out and about around the northwest there. But to play us out here from Dunloe, it's the wonderful Susan Doherty. Big round of applause for Susan, everyone.
Call me Stinye, Manuel Tukiri.
make teach a marish, ta make teach a marish, ta make teach a the road to long. Egg and beechwood cafe, it's neat fage, a lamb air, a cashier and bagash, a fogger.